This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Hoping for the next 2 hours to be flawless radio for me. As it does turn out, the Twitch has said they have clipped it, and I did say re-poop. So guys, I'm hoping, for everybody that's just now joining us for their lunchtime break that I can deliver better, more consistent radio for you.
I'm praying. This has been an absolute train wreck for 2 hours, Corey.
But no promises.
What the hell is going on with you over there?
That's kind of the Lord, way I've
Alex,
always
you put up
it.
With this crap every day. This dude's saying poop on the air. This is unbelievable. This is an embarrassment.
Are you embarrassed?
Are you embarrassed?
I mean,
grits.
Show's doing pretty good, so I'm just going to say
number one midday show in DFW right here, baby.
Thank you, Zach. I really appreciate that. So I kind of like the train wrecks.
I love it too.
I feel like the train wrecks are what we are, and we've never claimed to be perfect. But you look at ESPN sometimes, and you're just like, man, they nailed that segment perfectly. That's never something that our shows ever claimed to be. We're going to be as good as we possibly can, but we're humans, and we'll get you to laugh while we're doing it too. The make or break player for the Dallas Cowboys in 2025. This something I pitched out to Kevin the other day, and we just kept not being able to get it into the show. And I was like, this is perfect for Friday because Woolchuck's in studio with me. And I love listening to Woolchuck's opinions on the Cowboys during the G-Bag Nation. You got to listen every day, 2 to 7. By the way, you got to go check them out today.
Check them out.
We're at Pickler's Universe.
Carrollton,
correct?
Baby. Yep. Pickler Universe in Carrollton. They're going to have free pizza out there for you, courtesy of Mr. Jim. So go on out 2 to 5, say hello to my buddies, and make sure you go right up to Brian. I don't care if he has a headset on or not. As long as they're in a break, you ask him all the football questions.
As long they have to be in a break, though?
Yeah, I mean, otherwise.
Can't talk to him on air?
That'd be a little bit.
He's not going to allow it?
He won't. Okay. He might not even allow it off a break, but I want you to try.
You know, I have been told that he won't talk to women off the breaks. Yeah, if women try to talk to him.
Really?
He will not talk to them. That's what I've been told.
I have not noticed this.
I saw him be accused of it once right there in front of me.
I saw that
spectacular.
Too. Yeah, that was a pretty wild moment.
She knows. All right, the Cowboys make or break player for this season. Zach, like I said, I love your Cowboys opinions here on the G-Bag Nation. So this could be one of two things. I asked Kevin this, and since he's not here today, he said, hey, can I make my submission, though? Mm-hmm. I said, absolutely. And he said, Trayvon Diggs.
Okay.
And I said, is that for himself or for the team? And he said, I think it's both. And so for him, if Trayvon Diggs isn't what they want or expect or back to what normal is for him, could the Cowboys say, all right, see you later, and get out of that contract? The other thing is, if he's not that guy, Cowboys team, are they going to struggle in the secondary? Ravel, I know we've seen, we love Ravel. We all do. But he has to get healthy and then get in up to speed at this level.
And we don't know. I mean, it's a projection.
Right.
Well, I mean, we're hoping that he's a good player in the NFL.
You saw the traits that you liked about him.
No question about it. I think that Diggs is a good one, right? If they end up having a healthy Trayvon Diggs, how much differently do we feel about the secondary? I think a ton, right? Because now all of a sudden you do feel good about, you got Bland, you got Diggs on the outside, and then what happens at nickel? Does somebody emerge? Does Kalen Carson end up being a guy that can play the slot? Does it end up being Israel McQuamu? Or do they just say, all right, here's Kyrie Elam, and we're going to kick Bland inside on nickel passing downs. I don't know that there is a player I am more out on where we stand on June 20th than Trayvon Diggs.
Really?
I just...
Wow.
I've heard so many things that if he did not get hurt, he's a player in a contract they would have looked to move and trade this offseason. There's question marks when it comes to, and Jerry said it, you know, the rehab, the approach, the want to, the buy-in. It's just, there's things after the contract has been signed that's just been around that it hasn't been positive, man. And a lot of that is just Trayvon Diggs needs to lock in. Is this a job? Do you love football? I think those things have been questioned. When you have that,
and then you get the big money because you're talented.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes a lot of people will question that too because the love part of it. And sometimes you question it yourself. You're just like, I'm paid. I can buy all these other interests that I have.
I've made it. Now, he was just talking about how many kids he's got. He wants to play football for X amount of years, right? So, like, and I hope he does, man, because Trayvon Diggs in 2021 was so much fun, and it's rare to find players like that. And then the tackling stuff. It's like we've seen it. We've seen glimpses. He saves the game against Cincinnati a couple of years ago, wants to get physical, wants to tackle. The Giants opener 2 years ago ends up blowing a coverage, runs back, pops a fumble, boom, here we go. You can see him be physical when he wants to. It's just the want to. It's the desire. It's the heart, the will. That, I think, I don't know. Is it consistent? Does it run hot and cold? The player for me, though, is Tyler Guyton. I really think this is all about the offensive line. I've advocated, I actually have more pressing questions for the offense than I do the defense. There are questions on the defense, 100%, but I think the more important, vital questions are what the heck is this offense even going to look like? Because they're saying a lot of different things. We got new schemes. We want to play up tempo. What version of Dak do you get? Dak has usually been really good in seasons following an injury. And you can think Dak will never win a Super Bowl. That's fine. But the reality is Dak's a good regular season quarterback.
Absolutely.
And then we can have that conversation about the playoffs. And I'm probably going to agree with you if you say he's not the guy that's going to get it done. But to me, it's Guyton and it's this offensive line. If the offensive line plays better, I think that they'll be able to generate a rushing attack no matter who emerges out of that backfield. And when this team's been at their best, you go back to 16, you go back to 18, 2014, right? It's the offensive line was the best in football. They've got an opportunity now with three first-rounders yet again on that offensive line. Terrence Steele hopefully bouncing back with a new offensive line coach. You know how I feel about Cooper Beebe. I think he's going to be just fine and continue to ascend. If you can just get, I don't even need all-pro, Pro Bowl level Tyler Guyton. I just need a solid, good left tackle. Don't be a liability. Don't be getting holding calls to disrupt drives.
Yep.
Line up on the line of scrimmage, right? So don't be giving Dak, boom, snaps. Here's pressure in my face right now. And now I got to roll to my right. We'll see what the hell happens. Whole play's broken down. Timing's off. Just need a solid version of Tyler Guyton, and I think they can be really good.
I use the word lazy footwork because last year there were too many times you saw him reach. And when you're reaching, you didn't do what you needed to do to get your feet in position. And that's what I saw with Tyler Guyton a lot of last year. I call it lazy. It could be inexperience. It could be that his body just wasn't physically capable of doing it yet. But he needs to be better at getting his feet right. And if he can do that, he's strong. Then he needs more experience for sure. That definitely has to happen. Because Guyton was my guy too.
Mm-hmm.
Guyton was definitely the
I'm
one
sorry.
That. No, that's great because I think a lot of people are in the same boat right
here,
now.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at this offensive line and they think what we said earlier, Tyler Smith next to Cooper Beebe, next to Tyler Booker, that's a strong trio up the middle, which the Cowboys since Tony Romo have been very adamant they want to be good in those three areas because of how close you are to the quarterback. And if you can keep the space around that quarterback a little clean, Dak can step up in the pocket and do a little bit more. The edges are a little less of a concern. I guess then the person that I'll go with is Jake Ferguson. I think it's a make or break for him, and I also think it's a make or break for this team because his physicality sets tones for the guys around him. Nobody was going to touch Dak if Jake Ferguson was on the field because Jake Ferguson would not let them. He would, if it happened, he's going to get in your face to show you why it shouldn't happen again. And so him last year, after the injury, I know the injury happened, but even before that, he didn't look, he had a couple of penalties that were kind of off, and he just didn't look focused last year. And you can't have that. You just can't have one of your best players, guys that all the people look at and go, he sets the tone for us. He can't be the one false starting like Guyton. He can't be the one out there committing holding penalties downfield and causing problems that bring the ball back because the team's not good enough. They weren't good enough last year to withstand those penalties. And when you talk about the offense, the running the ball and who emerges out of that room, I have no clue. I have zero clue who's going to emerge out of that room. But that offensive line and that tight end group is going to help it.
Yeah.
So that like that's the – I want Javonte Williams to emerge as a more than 2 yards per rush guy because I had him in fantasy and I watched him. I know what I saw. And I was like, okay, the problem I couldn't decide on, and I don't know if you went back and watched Denver a lot last year, was that his offensive line didn't have a second-level block for him, or was that all he could do? Because there were too many times I saw him get into the back of a pile and just that was it.
Yeah.
And then you'd see like a McLaughlin would get the ball and he'd create some space for himself. And so I often wonder, Javonte Williams, another year off the injury, will this offensive line be able to block two levels down for him to be able to get to that point?
That's the hope. And I was with you. I kind of assumed this would be Javonte Williams' RB1, and then we'd see, like, hey, how does Jadon Blue end up doing as the season goes on? But out of minicam, I know, you know, just trusting to what Bobby's saying, it does sound like Miles Sanders has looked better than I and a lot of people thought he would. I kind of threw dirt on Miles Sanders.
I will continue to for this reason. Right now, it's easy to run. Easy space to run in.
We're not in pads.
And he's a pretty good receiver out of the backfield, too. So it all looks easy for him. Whenever the things start to get tough, that's when I'm with you. I was like, Miles Sanders.
I mean, Carolina seemed like they wanted to just get rid of him at every turn. Like, Chuba Hubbard, here you go. Here's a bunch of money. We're going to draft Jonathan Brooks in the second round. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and bring in Rico Dowdle in the offseason because we definitely don't want Miles Sanders. I thought that was really interesting, and I love what you're saying about Fergie, because I do think with the George Pickens addition, he is the player that I think should benefit the most.
I do. I'm right there. I think, well, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up, because I still have a hard time on the defensive side of the ball, aside from Diggs, saying make or break, because everything's going to be new to them this year with this defensive coordinator, with Flus coming back in and doing his thing. How is he going to use them, and is he going to get different things out of these guys? And actually be able to, you know, stuff the run and tackle physically. Is he going to be able to do that? But I'm glad you brought up Pickens, and I wanted to bring up CeeDee Lamb in this as well. Pickens was named the NFL's, for each of the 32 teams, the most important newcomer for each one of these teams. And Pickens was USA Today's selection for the most important. I started thinking, I was like, okay, was Kenneth Murray as important?
Yeah.
Who are any of these other guys? I started going through the rookies too, and I was like, I think Siobhan Revelle's an important piece on this. But I know Pickens this is the perfect year for him to prove that he's a number one for a big time contract with somebody else. All the things line up perfectly for him to have a really big season. The other one, though, is David Cheetah on NFL.com said, way too early bold predictions. Or is it Chiata?
I think that you nailed
Cheetah.
It.
He says,
I don't know,
that CeeDee Lamb is going to break the NFL record for receptions this season. And so he thinks the arrival of George Pickens is one of the reasons that that's going to help.
Okay.
Now, when you start to think about how you would use him, this is probably happens a little too often. I start thinking to myself, how would I use him? And the coaches don't necessarily do the same thing I do.
Of course.
But whenever I look at this, play action is going to be a big factor for Dak Prescott because Dak Prescott does well with play action.
Yes.
That's just a simple fact.
Hey, the one thing we know about Shoddy's track record, he likes play action as well.
And we've also learned over time that you don't even have to have, a lot of times, you don't even have to have a good running game for play action to work, but it does help your running game too because play action is what it is. So it creates an imbalance in defenders knowing what they're supposed to do. So when then I look at, okay, what can Pickens do? He is going to create one-on-ones. Well, now you also have, once you've decided to say I'm double teaming CeeDee Lamb, you're not just creating space for Pickens. You're creating space for Ferguson, just like you said.
Yeah.
The thing about these two receivers on either side is that when Dak's at his best, when he sees single high coverage, once he sees it, he knows where to attack. That guy rolls left, that guy rolls right, I'm going where he wasn't. because that's where the most space is for me to throw to. When he's at his best, that happens, and that's going to happen more often than not whenever you, if you have good play action and if you have receivers that are competent in doing their jobs and winning their one-on-one battles, because at some point you do have to start rolling to somebody.
Yes.
And when that happens, that's when Dak should recognize the next one's open. I think Pickens is going to be a great factor for this team as long as they can keep him wrangled in and as long as he does it for himself, stays disciplined in what he wants to do. But CeeDee Lamb setting the NFL record for
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Exceptions in a season. Do you think that is possible? He produced 135 catches in 2023 when Dak was healthy.
It's possible. I wonder with the addition of Pickens, like, that's just not going to make it likely, right? Because, like, how many catches is George Pickens going to end up getting?
Got to feed everybody.
And then Ferguson as well, as you just mentioned. That's a contract year for Fergie. Contract year for Jalen Tolbert. They just paid Kevontae Turpin. How much is Kevontae Turpin getting into the mix here? So I just think there's other mouths to feed that might limit that. But the way that they peppered him with targets in 2023, CD is that type of player that deserves that kind of consistency. Like, you need to find a way to have him involved and have him involved on a regular basis. It's possible. The record's 149 for Michael Thomas.
Yep.
So he was pretty close 2 years ago.
Yeah,
so
he
it's
was.
Possible. I would just say not likely, because I just think Pickens eats into some of that production.
Yeah. If they go to short passing game and he becomes running back feature for passing game, you know, or he's a receiver,
right?
But we use our best receiver as a running back out of the slot.
Yeah.
You know, then that could definitely line up well for him to get plenty of touches. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to chat with our friend Dave Raymond from the Texas Rangers broadcast next on the Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Zach Wolchuk with me today, as well as Alec Medford and you, the Tolo out there, crushing it, listening on your Friday as we get prepared to head into the weekend. G-Bag Nation, going to be at Pickler's Universe in Carrollton today. They got Mr. Jim's Pizza for you while supplies last.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you get to hang out with the G-Bag Nation. Nothing cooler than that. I'm enjoying my time right now hanging out with one of the members. And right now, we bring on Texas Rangers play-by-play man for Ranger Sports Network, Dave Raymond. Dave, how are we doing today, man?
I am great. How are you boys doing?
I'm doing very well. I am trying to figure out why you hate green beans, though. I just saw this pop up on the Seeger interview, and I was kind of curious on why green beans is the worst vegetable to you.
They're the worst. The texture is terrible. Mm. It tastes a little bit like dirt. They're stringy sometimes, sinewy, if you will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The flavor is no good.
Okay.
It's no good at all. I dislike them. I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I love cauliflower and carrots.
What about peas?
I like peas.
Okay. Peas are good.
I like beans.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like the green bean, though. I dislike it immensely.
I get it. Everybody has the ones that they can deal with and the ones that they can't. And that's Dave. I do know that we were told for a long time, Dave, that Al Michaels never had a vegetable in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And then one year.
Do you believe that?
Well, we did until we had Michelle Tafoya on during Peace-a-thon one year, and she said she tricked him into eating a Brussels sprout. And he just was like, this is so good. What is this?
No.
They called his wife and were like, he's eating Brussels sprouts right now. And he's like, I still claim that I don't. So there you go. That's the Al Michaels story there. So if you ever see him, let him know.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Because I find that story a little hard to believe that he's never had a vegetable.
Like in your entire life.
I refuse, Mom.
Come on.
I never would. I saw the story on the morning news from Evan Grant this morning, and I was going to ask Boach about it the other day. We just kind of ran out of time. But Corey Seager has not looked right at the plate lately. And it just his swing's right over the top of pitches that go under the bat. It's just a little bit off. And I'm just kind of curious what you've noticed over time, and do you feel the same way that he's the offense? If he gets rolling, then the rest of the offense can go too.
Well, I think he's critical to their success. Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the whole thing is built around Corey and Corey being great, but we don't really know a whole lot more than Corey being great, right? I mean,
yes.
When he's healthy and in the lineup, usually he is elite.
Right.
And so that's what's made this recent stretch, I think, so confounding, because I can't think of anything. We've never seen it while he's been in a Rangers uniform, a stretch of this length of time where he has struggled like this. It's unheard of. So, in terms of what it is, you're right. I mean, he's just flat missing the ball. And when he does make contact, oftentimes it's, you know, off a part of the bat that's just not the, you know, not the label, not the barrel part. So he had a double the other day.
Yep.
And it was a bad bounce double. Like it should have been a three unassisted putout over at first base, but it bounced up, took a weird hop over third base and into short right field, and he got a double out of it. That's sort of the other thing for me is that even some of the small successes that we've seen lately, there's almost a, you know, a side explanation that goes with them. So yeah, this is amazing. And look at it this way. I want to say this weekend will be the 12th weekend of the season. He has 14 RBIs.
Yeah. Like, not used to that at all.
That's not going to work for this team. The fact that they are as close as they are to 500 right now is kind of mind-blowing, given some of that stuff.
Okay, with that being said, Dave, what's your perspective on just what you're seeing and where this team is right now? Because it's so tough, I think, the ebbs and flows of emotions over 162. Like, I'm yes. thinking this team's turned the corner after Minnesota. Then you sweep Chicago back to 500. I'm like, let's go. This thing's going to be clicking. Here come the Royals. Maybe the Royals were due. I don't know. They were in a slump. They sweep the Rangers. You're three games back under 500. So are you looking at this team right now as, yeah, I want them to be sellers. They should be good enough to go and still compete. Or are they what they are, and maybe this is just a 500 club?
Wooly bully. Sound like you're getting a little fired up there. I need you to push away from the desk.
I'm sorry. I'm emotional.
Take a breath.
I care.
Inhale deeply and exhale. yeah, look, I would say it this way, right? It's the magic of baseball and of a baseball season, right? Is that you are going to get absolutely tortured as a fan. If you're a fan of baseball and of a team, then you basically have to go through this every year. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Actually, before we talked to Seeger on our podcast, America's fastest growing podcast, still yes. Talking Rangers. You've probably heard of it.
To this day.
It's really amazing. But I was thinking back to, I think it was 2017 or 2018 with them. There was a point, they were like 91-36, right in that neighborhood anyway. I mean, damn near 60 games over 500. And just running away with everything. And then they lost 16 of 17 games. Like, when you lose 16 of 17 games, you feel like you will never win a baseball game again. And that team, it was 17.
Wow.
2017. They end up going to the World Series and then the controversial World Series with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how great your team is, you're going to go through a torturous stretch. And no matter how bad your team is, you're going to have a nice run where you win 8 of 11 games. You're like, hey, this team's good. So the short answer to your question is, who are these guys? I don't know. But and it always sounds a little crazy when you say things like this, because they're three games under 500. But I think at the end of the year, this team, folks would still expect them. I think if you talk to other managers and general managers, et cetera, they would still expect this Rangers team to be at the top of this division. Whether that means winning the division, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But at the very top of it, and at the very least, in that wild card conversation. So how do they get there from here is they got to start hitting, obviously.
Yeah.
The pitching's been great. The defense has been spectacular. If they can hit just a little bit, they'll get back there. And, you know, all the history of baseball and the history of these individuals tell us they will eventually. It's possible that they don't, but they probably will. And they probably will get back into it. And I know it's hard to believe, and it's hard to take that on faith, but it is kind of part of the process, I think, of a long, long baseball season.
I noticed something, and you've seen all the at-bats, so you might even notice a little bit more, but it seems like I've seen Marcus Semien smile a lot more lately. His body language has just looked different to me, and I didn't know if you've kind of noticed during this hitting streak that he's had, we're on 11 games now, that he has had a bit of a different personality. I know he's so consistent with his approach to everything, but it just seems like he's having a little more fun, and I guess whenever you get hits, that helps out a lot.
Yeah, I you're spot on. He is absolutely in a much better mood,
yeah.
And he is, you do see the smiles. And I, you know, when things were really getting rough a couple of weeks ago, before they had that nice road trip, it was a comment that I would make occasionally, you know, sometimes on the air, sometimes just in our off-air conversations with coaches, managers, general managers, that sort of stuff, is that when we pan into that dugout with our cameras, I don't see smiles.
Right.
I don't see a lot of fun happening in there. I see some faces that look shocked, faces that look upset, faces that are just kind of got that, you know, 10,000 mile stare going, like, what is happening? And to me, that's not great, right? You got to have a little fun. It's baseball. You got to keep it loose a little bit. And I wasn't seeing that. So I was tickled pink when Marcus got going a little bit. He was smiling. And then on that road trip, a handful of other guys then started to click. And we were seeing some fun. We were seeing some smiles. So I think that's a big part of it, man. I really do. And, I you know, we talk about chemistry, all these different things. Like, at its core, have some fun. Like, just have fun. Enjoy what you're doing. I think if you can start enjoying what you're doing a little bit, hopefully you can relax and just let that natural athlete come out. These guys are all talented. They have it in there. They just need to relax and let it happen.
The pride of Stanford, Dave Raymond with us here in the KNC Masterpiece. I don't want to ask you anything that you can't say, because I don't know if there's a pending move to be made, but is there any updates or how's Smitty doing right now?
Well, at last check, we were told that he'd probably play today. That was yesterday. Bruce Bochy said that he wanted to stay away from him in yesterday's game. He did say yesterday, though, that there was a possibility he could use him as a pinch hitter. So I took all of that on its face and to say that he's close, right, and that there would be no need for a roster move or for an injured list stint for him. So we'll see if he's in the lineup today or if he gets used today. But, yeah, that my takeaway has been that it's annoying and they're hoping that he feels better, but that they're not concerned that it's the type of thing that's going to sideline him for any length of time.
Dave Raymond joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. One of the things, and Dave, I can't remember if I told you this or if I told Mike, but I really appreciated when y'all went up to Cincinnati and you were kind of showing us around the field from your seat. You were kind of telling us some things, some history about the place. And I told, yeah. I was like, man, I really appreciate that because I don't get to go to all these stadiums. So it's really nice to see that. What's at Pittsburgh? What are you going to be detailing for us as the historian of Pittsburgh Stadium?
Well, Pittsburgh's PNC Park is, and it is fun, right, because it's interleague. Fans haven't seen a lot of it over the years, but it is one of the most beautiful settings for baseball. It is just gorgeous, and we're getting beautiful weather today.
Nice.
It's such a unique area. It's very hilly. We're right on the Allegheny River, and there are these beautiful bridges that they have that connect downtown to the side of the river where the ballpark is, which is just adjacent to the Andy Warhol Museum, which is also kind of a trip if you ever have time here. Go check that out. But and these bridges are very distinct, and they're painted yellow, and they're the 10th Street Bridge, which we cross to go over to the ballpark every day, is shut down as a pedestrian bridge during the during game days. And it's just a really neat feel. So, there's a high wall in right field that's 21 feet high, the 21 feet in honor for the all-time great right fielder Roberto Clemente, who played in Pittsburgh. So there are little features to the ballpark. It's a big ballpark. It's a pitcher-friendly ballpark, at least always has been. So, we'll show you around a little bit. There's some interesting, to me, I think it's almost like this gunmetal gray or slate gray that is how I would describe a lot of the iron work on the inside.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat evocative of the coal mining history and that industrial history that's a part of Pittsburgh. I think it's a lovely park, and I think it's a great setting for baseball. And I've always felt like the Pirates are one of those iconic franchises. They've been down for so long.
Yeah.
But I think baseball's better when teams like the Pirates are good. So it's not going to happen this year, but I think there's a lot of good baseball history here. No team in the major leagues has produced more batting champions than the Pittsburgh Pirates over their history. It's got a wonderful, wonderful history. So anyway, we'll show you some of that, hopefully, these next couple of days.
Andy Van Slyke, Steve Buschel, players like that, as we was talking about.
I'm sure. The Van Slyke.
Yeah, not the Barry Bonds of the world, but are you sad that you don't get to see Skeens on this trip, or are you kind of happy for the Rangers?
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't have to face him.
That came up yesterday, I think, when we were on the plane. Somebody's like, well, at least we missed, you know, Skeens. And I was like, yeah, you know, competitively, sure, we miss Skeens, and that's probably a good thing. But no way, man. I want to see him. I want to see what this is like in person. So, yeah, we miss him, and that is probably good for our chances of picking up maybe an extra win here. But that's the type of guy that you just have to see, right? You want to see Ohtani. You want to see Skeens. Yeah, you can count them on probably two hands, those players who are, you know, you change your vacation plans to veer over to that town to catch that game if you know that they're playing. So,
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, not ideal.
I remember Mike, whenever Skeens was at LSU, Mike was like, I got to see him at A&M, and he is the real thing. Like, when y'all got to watch him during the College World Series and all this stuff, and we did. We all made a point to check this kid out because Mike told us to, and then we were like, that was well worth our time to check that out. Speaking of Mike, I wanted to give you a really nice compliment in my opinion. I think you've done a really great job of getting David Murphy to continue to open up and grow. He sounds fantastic on the broadcast with you. We know Mike. We love Mike. But I was interested to watch David Murphy grow alongside you, and I think you've done a great job with him, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that. Good. I really appreciate that.
Good. Uh-oh. Nope. That's...
Are we breaking up?
No. I was just saying, yeah, good. I'm glad you appreciate it.
It would have been nice. I appreciate it. All right.
Well, yeah, something happened with this, like the call dropped out or something on me there for a moment.
You're good.
But no, it's very nice of you to say, Murph is great, right? I mean, these guys are all so talented. My job, my job is really pretty simple. It's say the score, give the names of the guys who are doing whatever, and then let these guys cook. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love it when Mike educates me. I like it when Murph educates me. These guys have so much interesting stuff to pass on to viewers. I just delight in it. So they're all so talented. They're all so, bright, as a baseball bright, right? And so I just love it. It's a treat to get to sit next to these guys and watch baseball, consume baseball with an expert right there in your ear.
Yes, it is an awesome experience. Dave, we always appreciate you hopping on with us, man. You have fun up there in Pittsburgh, all right?
Hey, happy first day of summer to everybody. This is when the baseball season begins. So, Wooly Bully, just take that. Get yourself a nice tall glass of lemonade. Baseball starts now. All this other stuff, don't worry. It's water under the bridge, buddy.
Hey, you got it, Dave. Thank you, brother. You're the best.
All right, see you guys.
Yeah, that was still spring training, essentially.
Damn right.
What was going on there
feel better. I knew I would after talking to Dave.
Every time you talk to Dave Raymond, it just kind of lightens the spirits.
This is when it starts.
Gets things rolling. We are going to do a little now, and I know I did not prepare you for this, Alec.
Oh, no.
We're going to do a little Forgiveness Friday.
Oh.
As we this guy.
Majors.
Good God, this guy's good at what he does. 877-881-1053. Something terrible you've done this week that you need forgiveness for.
Okay, this week.
And look, if you haven't asked for forgiveness in quite some time, you can ask for forgiveness for things, and we will refresh everything, start over next week. We won't recoup. And we'll get things rolling here. But if you've done something bad this week, or if you're planning on doing something bad next week, and you want to go ahead and pre-ask for forgiveness, you can do that right now, 877-881-1053. And I asked the question for Kelsey Plum. Does she deserve forgiveness, or does the man who asked for forgiveness or for an autograph deserve forgiveness as well. So Kelsey Plum's walking back to her hotel room, and as she's walking up, a guy is standing there and he says, "Hey, Kelsey, can I get an autograph?" And she says, "Don't you think it's a little weird to be standing outside of my hotel waiting? It's kind of a little weird. It's not." And she throws out, "Low key. It's weird." Which, by the way, I still think everybody's using low key incorrectly right now. And nonchalant. They're using nonchalant incorrectly, but the kids these days, you know, they just throw word. Like, here's the one that really threw me off. My kid would say, "Oh, that's so out of pocket." And I was like, "Out of pocket means I'm not available." And he was like, "No, out of pocket means it was wild." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "No, that's not what out of pocket means." So having to go through this with the kids is kind of throwing me off, you know, them using words. That being said, Kelsey Plum said it's kind of weird. And then she autographed one card for the guy. She goes, "I'll do one." She autographed one card for another guy, and then she just went on about her business. Do you think she needs to ask for forgiveness for saying that one of her fans is weird? That one of her fans out there that this is part of the job, is it not?
Yeah.
So you're going to show up to your hotel. You're probably, when you're Jordan, it's wrapped around the hotel. Everybody's there. When you have some fans show up, do you treat them with dignity, or do you say, "Hey, nah, this is weird"? What do you feel?
I'm actually going to take the other side of this.
Uh-oh.
And this is just the context of having watched the video. This was one of those guys that had like a binder of stuff.
Binder full of women.
Right? And he, yes, 100%. He wanted all these women to sign each and every card, but he clearly was like an autograph collector. And I do think there's something like, if you're an athlete and an actual like genuine fan stops you and says like, "Hey, I'm a big fan. Like, would you sign this?" Like, awesome. Yes. I kind of think this guy should ask for forgiveness, not as much Kelsey Plum. I think her reaction was kind of warranted. Like, the dude clearly was there for a purpose that was other than, "I'm a fan, can I get your autograph?" He wanted to get her signature to make money off of a bunch of the stuff. So it's like, I don't know, there's not a lot of genuineness there. It's like the people that send the kids to go get the autographs, and then I'm going to bring it back to you so you can go and resell it. So this guy, I mean, when you have a binder, like, she still signed one card for him.
Mm-hmm.
"I'm not going to sign 10 different things for you, to now you're going to go and repurpose and resell." Even though I guess Sean and RJ said that her cards are selling for $16 right now.
Oh, is that good? Or?
But they might not be signed.
Yeah, Paige Becker's at the moment is being thrown out as the unanimous rookie of the year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even though they aren't playing well, she is.
She's leading the WNBA in point average right now for the month, and she's crushing it.
From the 571, it was not just "this is weird." She said, "I'm really turned off right now." That is true. She did throw that one out there.
She did say she was turned off.
I will, Alec, when this always, I always go back to Emmett Smith on this, and I know now I'm saying something that really connects with Woolchuck.
We connect.
Favorite running back of all time. And yes, y'all had y'all's connection moment, which was pretty amazing.
I was so scared though.
Nate Wood, who was the teacher for Alec and Peyton, we have found, and maybe some other students that we have coming through here, filled in for Kevin one week whenever we had to do fill in as another show was let go and it was time for us to fill in. And we had that week at the Omni Hotel, we did the radio for Emmett Smith's charity function at the Omni.
Okay.
So I got invited to the dinner that night too, and I got to stick around. My wife was pregnant. She was there. It was awesome. Awesome event. Really cool. And throughout the day, we had Marshall Faulk, David Justice. I mean, Trent Richardson, the list just went on and on of guests that came on because they were all connected to Emmett Smith's charity. So our producer at the time, Armin, he goes to find Emmett Smith because he's supposed to come on with us. And he's bringing him from where he found him. And off air, he tells us, and I saw it happen. I just didn't know the words that were said. A guy walked up to him with a helmet and said, "Emmett, will you sign this?" And Emmett said, "This is neither the time nor the place. Mm-hmm. This is my charity event. I'm not signing it." And then a lady said, "Can I get a picture with you?" And he said, "Absolutely." And he told Armin on the escalator ride up, he said, "Look, I know that there are people here, like you just said, trying to get autographs so they can go turn those things around and sell them. I'm not doing that at my charity event. I'm doing that for my charity event. But anybody that wants a picture, that's personal to them. That's a personal thing for them. Now, right. Some people, it is, the autograph is a personal story. It's a connection. And a lot of times I feel like athletes feel like, well, you can come stand in line for that connection with me. Instead of finding me whenever we're out there. But I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, and since Kevin's not here to give you your wrestling fix, Kevin Owens is a big guy that has been open in podcasts and interviews about this. He hates the autograph hounds at the airports, at the hotels.
Yeah.
He just turns most of them down. He said some kids I'll sign for here and there. Say, if it's at the arena, that's my place of work. I will sign for you there because I'm at work. But he's like, when I'm literally trying to go home, I'm trying to get on a flight back to Canada, and you're standing at my gate, you know, getting through security, buying plane tickets sometimes, not to even get on the plane,
what?
Just to sign or to get an autograph. Mm-hmm. He was like, I will always say, I'm sorry, I'm not signing, but I will gladly take a picture with you, as many as you want. He said 95% of the people turn around and walk away. See, and they get all mad.
Yeah, and I'm not an autograph collector, seeker, or anything like that, so... That experience of having the picture is pretty cool. But also being in this business as long as we've been in it, I was trained to not ask for autographs.
Right.
Don't ask for anything.
Well, I don't think we're allowed.
Oh, yes, exactly. So a lot of times I forget, or people will ask me, do you want an autograph? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like Pat Monahan was like, do you want an autograph? And I met him in Vegas one year. That's the lead singer from Train. And I was like, oh my God, you're Pat Monahan. And he was like,
oh
do,
God,
you want a, do you want an autograph? And I was like, no, you're Pat Monahan. My kids are going to, he's going to love this because he loves Pat Monahan.
I mean, I get it. Like, there's a lot of pushback coming in the text. Women logic from the 972. WNBA wants more attention and fans to grow the sport. So they finally get some fans who wait outside for autographs. And then one of the more famous ones proceeds to insult the fan. I mean, I think she was just kind of calling it like it was and then still proceeded to sign.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in we got some others like NBA players deal with this. Like, I get
How
it.
How do you handle the fame?
I don't.
Zach, whenever people come up to you and they're like, hey, Zach Wolf.
I am not the famous Corey Majors or the famous Alec Medford. Thank goodness gracious. There have been a couple of times people hear the voice and then it's all like it never. And that it's always weird. It always makes me uncomfortable.
I love it.
It's like I'm like you. We're normal people.
That's exactly.
But I would always say, hello, let's take a picture. I love you, and I thank you so much for being a fan of the station and of the show, because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I consider Tolo's family.
From the 940, I think you deserve forgiveness, Corey. Your stinking rule about shout-outs on Friday only means I have to ask for a birthday shout-out today for my 30th instead of Monday, the actual day. Well, J-Met, I hope you have a fantastic birthday on
Monday.
Happy
birthday, J-Matt.
Hit me up on the Twitch or whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever, or you can text, you know how to get in touch with me. I'll see you soon.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Me and J-Matt are tight. He's awesome.
You'll see each other soon.
From the, I can't read that one. I need forgiveness.
Read that one. What was it?
For thumping my wife's mosquito bite.
Okay.
So that's just mean.
Like her bite, she got, does it hurt that much? When it's a mosquito bite?
And what are we thumping? Like, yeah. What's the thump? Is it like a flick?
Boom. It's like a flick.
Yeah, just like a little flick.
A flicky flick.
Yeah.
My dad would always do that when I would get like flu shots growing up. As soon as he got home from work, he would find the Band-Aid and just...
Bunk.
Yep.
Or whenever you were younger in high school and you're doing, you did chest day for the first time for football season.
Yep.
And the coaches would walk around and grab everybody their other chest and you'd just be like, ah! From the 214... I need forgiveness. I've been to 11 Rangers games this year, and we've only won twice. Please forgive me. I think if you've won two, you're fine. It's not you, it's them. Is that fair to say?
Yep.
You've won two. If you were all defeated, then we might have a problem. But being semi-defeated, fine. Now, do the Rangers need to ask me and Kevin to come out hang out in the suite more often? Probably.
Kevin
and I have been in the suite multiple times, never lost. So maybe that's a thing.
Never lost. You need to be at every game then, dude.
Like Reggie and his weight, never lost because he didn't have to. From the 214, I need forgiveness for calling my wife a stupid bee. Call her stupid beautiful every day.
Ooh,
you are so stupidly beautiful. It's gorgeous. Amazing.
214, I need forgiveness. I had to take a poo at work, but since the men's restroom was occupied, had to go into the women's and didn't flush it.
Oh,
what?
You have to flush.
You've got to flush.
It's the women's. I mean, is it you or do you follow
that
goes to the women's up here all the time?
I will only go specifically like end of the day when I know for sure we do not have any other ladies that are up here. And it is the cleanest and best one to go to. And it smells much better in there.
Huh? From the 956, something needs to ask for forgiveness. He'll only use the urinal in the men's room and not flush. And to make it worse, he will use it before he leaves for the day and just sits there all night.
Oh, my just, God.
If it's mellow, if it's yellow, let it mellow, right? That's the rule. If it's the other color, flush it down.
Yes. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's,
Yeah.
Oh, we are getting maybe some clearance here on the mosquito bite.
Okay.
That could just be the itty-bitty.
Okay, gotcha.
Committee.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, that's...
We're talking about boobs.
That's true. That is true. I knew from the innuendo.
Just in case somebody wasn't sure out there, I wanted to put the clarification in there on a just take a load off Friday.
From the 214, Gary Carter would sign autographs for kids for nothing. But if an adult wanted an autograph, he would ask $25 check for MS, which his sister suffered from. So he would say, give me a $25 check to the MS Foundation. And I'll do that. And I think that's a pretty great approach to something like that, too. Look, kids, I love the kids out there. If y'all want an autograph, I'll take care of that. But if you want something else, if your parents want one, they're going to have to make a donation. And I think I'm okay with that.
Look at you, Kelsey Plum.
You know what? I'm not. She and I are very different. But maybe at one day we can be very the same. And then from the 940 forgiveness, I got called out of work just after coming back from vacation. Oh, you hate when that happens. You've been on vacation for a while.
Yes.
This happened to me a couple of years ago. I went on vacation and got COVID as I came back. And that was when the company was like, nope, you're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And when I got back, I was down, dude. Like I was down and I felt terrible because that was 2 straight weeks and I'm not used to anything like that. But I was down so bad, I was like, I can barely even move, man.
Oh,
it knocked me down for a minute.
Yeah, I was down for about 10 days. It was awful.
From the 903, we really appreciate this. I've been at Tolo since 2022. 3 years. Welcome. Every 105.3 The Fan employee has always been super nice. The Kenny is Quinlan grown would agree with me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Kenny. R.I.P., buddy. We love you. And I think that's Tim and Carthage.
Yeah.
That's Pappy. We love you, buddy.
I always tell people, I'm like, I think it's a fantastic group of dudes.
Yeah.
I've always felt that the guys that work up here, we understand what the Tolos are for us. We understand that we're also, like you just said, we're dudes. And we appreciate anybody that's interested in what we're doing because we have some fun doing it. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, let's figure out who the new next Stars coach is going to be with the Hockey Hawk next on the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.